Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At least 87 are dead across five counties in Texas 3 days after flash flooding along the flooded Guadalupe River devastated communities. Victims include 27 campers and a counselor. In Kerrville, Texas manager Dalton Rice.
We are still currently in the primary search phase, which is the rapid one.
Devin Smith was camping with relatives when she was swept away for miles by floodwaters. Her uncle, Travis Reynolds, says Devin survived climbing a tree.
It's a pretty amazing story of escaping through a sunroof. At one point, she had a complete RV pass her while she was floating in the river.
In North Carolina, officials confirmed one death after a separate storm system caused flooding in and around Chatham County. President Trump welcoming Israel's prime minister to the White House later today, working to finalize a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. And the Trump administration also sending letters out about this week's reciprocal tariff deadline. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. In case you missed it, President Donald Trump signed the budget bill on the 4th of July just like he wanted. Tens of thousands of Wisconsinites may now lose their health care and access to food benefits. Joanne Krulatz reports.
The legislation extends Trump's 2017 multi-trillion dollar tax cuts and cuts Medicaid and food stamps by $1.2 trillion, contradicting promises to protect such programs. It also provides for a massive increase in immigration enforcement. Democrats plan to make that expected fallout a campaign focus, while Republicans argue the bill will boost the economy. Historically, major legislation that's been backed mostly by just one party has rarely translated into political rewards.
The Republicans' bill will terminate health care for 17 million Americans, including more than 250,000 Wisconsinites. In Wisconsin, Medicaid provides care for more than 1.2 million people, including 4 in 7 nursing home residents, 1 in 3 children, and 1 in 3 adults with disabilities. While over 12 million rural Americans rely on Medicaid for health care, severe cuts to Medicaid will also jeopardize rural hospitals and clinics' ability to keep their doors open. The legislation also makes the largest cut to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program in history. Approximately 700,000 Wisconsin residents rely on SNAP for food assistance.
Meanwhile, one of the area's busiest food pantries is serving more than ever. And that's before the budget bill cuts off food benefits for thousands of Wisconsinites. The River Food Pantry helped nearly 20% more people last year, according to the State Journal. So far this year, they fed more than 15,000 folks who needed their help. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Dodgers coming to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game one of the Brewers and Dodgers tonight. Freddie Peralta, named to the All-Star game next week in Atlanta, will get the start tonight against Los Angeles right-hander Yoshinobu Yamamoto. The Brewers with a 3-2 win over the Marlins yesterday to take that series in Miami 2-1. Brandon Woodruff earning the W after a long road back from surgery. So what was it like being back on the mound?
It was kind of strange. You know, I'd be sitting here and the next thing it's like, man, I'm about to throw my first game in 2 years, and just everything you go through in the rehab and think back to, oh my God, just like the worst days. And then it's like, you just want to be able to just pitch in one game. You know what? If I just had one game left, that would be cool.
Pat Murphy on Woodruff's performance in his first game back.
Yeah, I mean, no one could have expected 6 innings of 2-hit ball or whatever it was. I mean, he was sensational.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures in the low 80s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll find out the latest about the Dane County Humane Society with our friend Lisa Bernard.
And John and Gordy will host the opening of the Mosquito Alcatraz in Middleton.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
When we see people weep over extreme weather events and the failure to prepare for them, what should be our response? Should it just be the obligatory sadness of lives lost that didn't need to be lost, or can we learn anything? And if we can learn something, what should we learn? And could we do something based on what we learn? We now know that dozens of people died in the Texas flood. We know that there's a disagreement between the National Weather Service and local officials over staffing levels, over coordination abilities, over the quality of the warnings. What should we learn from that? Let's go to Bob from, is it Tahlequah, Oklahoma, or Tahlequah?
Tahlequah.
Tahlequah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. Thanks for filling in. You're doing great. And you might remember the last time I called and talked to you, I mentioned a term, severe purpose. Hmm. Do you remember that?
I want to say yes, Bob, because otherwise I feel like a jerk, but you're going to have to continue to refresh my memory.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm just going to go right back to what John was saying earlier in a previous call about the coverage of the media coverage, the lack of it for climate change and what we can do about it. And as I was pointing out to your call screener, there's been a book written by Jack Herrera, H-E-R-E-R, called...
By the way, here I have it in my notes. Yes. We talked about severe purpose. Forgive me, Bob. I made a note of it some time ago. Anyway, go on. Forgive my interruption.
That's okay. Thank you. Thanks for the note. Yeah, severe purpose. So Jack Herrera wrote this book called The Emperor Wears No Clothes, and it has to do with hemp prohibition, marijuana prohibition around the world, and why it is so, and how it continues, and who props it up, and so forth and so on, what it has to do with, you know, global warming and tyranny, frankly. And it was a great book, and he did several editions of the book before he passed away. And I'm wondering why it is that here on Free Speech TV, that book is, it's like it's a hot potato or something. It's like nobody wants to touch it. Nobody wants to deal with it. Nobody wants to talk about the subject matter that Jack Herrera covered. He did it in a very eloquent way. He did it in a factual way. Did a lot of research, and it came through very well. But it's just ignored. Nobody talks about it. Meanwhile, we've got all these dispensaries popping up everywhere, like car washes and convenience stores. And meanwhile, you look out in these fields where they grow hay, and they grow cows, and there's no hemp. There's no let it lay fallow or let it grow hemp and then bale the hemp up and send it down to the Arkansas River where it can be made into paper or textiles or any number of building materials around the world with perhaps the Germans who are onto this or the Israelis who are onto this. Anyway, I just want to kick that out there and say, yeah, John, you're right. And a lot of people that call up here on this station are right. You got a lot of smart listeners, and I appreciate you facilitating the conversation.
So, Bob, your take is that people should read the Jack Herrera book, or that your point is that we should have more industrial application of hemp. If you're putting on the head of a pin what you're advocating for, help me out.
Okay, help you out. There should be an end to prohibition on the cannabis plant.
Got it.
Period.
Got it. All right. I understand that. I think there's lots of discussion around that. I don't think there's any too great a hot potato around that. We've legalized it in my state. No.
Excuse me. There's very little discussion about this. If you're listening,
if you put it in, if you were going to rank it, the note that came in was you thought that we should be talking about climate change more than we are. If you're going to rank topics, where would you put legalization of hemp related to, I don't know, democracy itself or women's right to choose or middle class or climate change? Where would you rank that in importance of topic? Top 5, top 30, top 2?
I would put it right there. I don't pretend to know everything.
Sure, me neither.
Okay. Okay.
Well, sometimes I pretend. But I know that I don't.
I would put it in the top 5, given that there are some issues that I'm aware of.
All right.
I would put it in the top 5, and I would relate it as well to this onslaught and this continuing, ravaging, ridiculous attitude about we need nuclear power plants. Because those two things, I think they run side by side. Hemp prohibition needs to be ended.
All right.
And we need to stop our dependency on nuclear.
Well, so you did top 5, then you give me another one. All right. There's a lot we got to get to, but we're going to get to right now. Bruce from Clinton, Iowa, I think.
Yeah, Jefferson, glad to finally get an opportunity to talk to you.
Well, thanks for calling.
You mentioned earlier in the show about bad legislation, and
yeah.
I got thinking about a couple things, and I came up with 3. Although the first 2 are really more foreign affairs, but the 3rd one is certainly bad legislation. And the first 2 I thought of were the 1964 Gulf of Tonkin resolution,
sure,
and the 2002 Iraqi authorization of military force.
Yeah.
So you can tell I'm an older guy since these are in my lifetime.
Yep.
But because they really took us into an area we shouldn't have gone. But the one I came to that was really more of a domestic thing, and it the seeds of it came from the Iran Revolution, was Jimmy Carter in 1979 deregulating the domestic oil. And that really, I was working part-time at a gas station back then, and we saw after that deregulation, gasoline prices at pump going from around 58 cents to around a buck and a quarter in a year's time or so. I mean, that was over, you know, I mean, it more than doubled. And then we wonder why Carter got beat, why we had double-digit inflation. Because
wow, that's helpful to connect those dots. That's helpful to connect those dots.
Yeah,
and thank you, Bruce, for doing the assignment. I appreciate it. I want to compile a little bit of a list of what folks think are the worst bills, and then maybe we can vote on it by the end of the week and sort of rank them. I think this is going to end up as one of the worst. But, Bruce, thank you so much for your call.
You bet.
Let's go to, is it Bjorn from Los Angeles? You got about a minute before we're back to the break. Bjorn, you there? Wendy from Sacramento, you win the Most Patient Listener Award. Go ahead, Wendy.
Hi, thank you for taking me. I'm a little bit off.
This call will be recorded.
Oh, goodness.
You can record it. It's okay. They put it on YouTube. They put a free speech. It's like on a lot of things. So recording on your recording system would just be one more avenue for the content. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to do that. My cheek hit something. But anyway, I'm writing about, I use AI to write this, but it was really, turned out really, really good. And I put it, I tagged Tom Hartman, and I'm sure he gets lots and lots of tags. But basically, my son came to me, and he's 19, and he's been doing all this stuff. And he said, it seems like protests aren't working, and now we want to get violent. And I said, no. I said, honey, okay, so I said, what we need is we need legislation from the California government, and they need to team up with other donor states. And I wrote with the help of AI, a request for action. And it basically says, you know, California gives more money to them than we do to them. So we're going to legislate that we can divert federal dollars to California. And if enough people do it, and then it also says, you know, even if the courts rule against us, there's a precedent for ignoring court rulings from the Trump administration. So, yeah. And it's very professionally written, and
Wendy, set it into us. What I'll say is this. I do think we're going to need more interstate compacts.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We're going to break, but to Wendy's point, I do think if the federal government is going to take away support for key states, those states are going to band together and figure out how they can work together.
I'm not into chasing trends, but I am all about stuff that fits right, feels good, and actually lasts. I've been shopping at Quince for some time now. In fact, my favorite sweater is an all-cotton and cashmere sweater that just is so comfortable. And it looks great. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. Their lightweight layers and high-quality staples have become my everyday essentials. That's what I love about Quince. They're working directly with top artisans and cutting out the middlemen. Quince gives you luxury pieces without the markups. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. So stick to the staples that last with elevated essentials from Quince. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/Tom, Thom, to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
It's a party on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, and you're invited every Tuesday at 5:30. It's just Merle and a girl, and Thursdays on the patio feature singer-songwriter Shelly Faith.
Well, hey, bartender, won't you pour me another?
Music starts at 5:30. It's live music on the patio at the Lazy Oaf Lounge every Tuesday and Thursday. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Find specials, menus, and more at LazyOafLounge.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. Sugar River Pizza and the John and Gordy Show have both been nominated for Madison Magazine's Best of Madison. Thanks for your vote. To celebrate, they're throwing Sugar River Pizza parties at workplaces around Madison all summer. If your workplace would like a Best of Madison pizza party with Sugar River Pizza and John and Gordy, get to WMDXradio.com and tell us why.
We promise not to embarrass you in front of your boss.
Everyone's already seen you do the I am the walrus bit with the breadsticks, Gordy.
Go to WMDXradio.com for all the details.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
All right, let's be honest. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? If it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. If you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom. And we're back. Kelly from North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hi, Jeff. My pet peeve is this saying that everybody has in their mouth about this is a 100-year flood, really, because it seems like every other week we have a flood somewhere or a fire. And it's not only in this country, it's all over the world, and nobody talks about it. The media needs to talk about climate change more, and how climate change is causing all these natural disasters. I live in Swannanoa, North Carolina. I used to live in Miami, but after I went through Hurricane Andrew and lost everything I owned, I moved up here thinking I'd be safe in the mountains. We had Hurricane Helene, and it was just horrible and scary. I knew people that lost their lives, people that lost their homes, all because of water.
Yeah.
And you can't go around saying this is 100-year BS.
Yeah, if what happens again in 2 years or
in the same
last
spot
year.
In 1987. So that wasn't 100 years ago.
It was less than 100
years ago.
People,
especially the media, control this topic, and they should stand up more to Trump and say this is, or even the representatives, this is not a 100-year occasion. This is happening every month.
Yeah.
And we can't afford it any longer.
Yeah,
People are losing their insurance.
100-year flood, and it was a 100-year fire in California fewer than 100 years ago, right? When people,
and California's on fire again. So yeah. When are people going to wake up? Now, the hemp thing, I have to agree with that guy about the hemp thing. I'm not talking weed and growing weed and smoking weed. I'm talking about hemp. The growth of hemp is better for the planet than growing and cutting down trees.
Kelly.
We have farmland that can't be used for food. We need to use it for building material, which is hemp.
Yep.
Because
yep.
You can do a lot with hemp. They used to do a lot with hemp.
And
you
I know, said, and 50, I said to them, I said,
years ago.
And it's an attractive topic. I said, and so you want larger industrial hemp. And he made very clear, though, Kelly, he wasn't just talking about that. He was talking about the ganja. Okay. He wants the whole deal. But, you know, it's not mutually exclusive.
They need to clear the whole deal so we're not picking and choosing.
Just fields of hemp. Let's be clear. If there are fields of just hemp, I think there'd be some weed there. I think we'd have fields and fields. And here's what I would say. Obviously, we have it legalized in our state, and I have talked about my own experience when I had bad injury. Maybe I'll talk about that. I don't want to talk about it right now because we want to stick to what we're on. I had a bad injury, and I am still grateful at Weed Gummies for enabling me, making it easier for me to not use opiates, which had been prescribed, because I'd used opiates for a while, and I was starting to get habituated. My body was starting to want the opiates, and I cast no moral aspersions at people who become addicted to painkillers. I used to think, sort of subconsciously, maybe it was sort of a sign of weakness, and I realized that I was going to be that really bad injury, and I was on my way to being an opioid addict, and it was with medical marijuana that I really, really helped me be able to get through that. And when I was laid up and stop using, and using much, much fewer, many, many, much, much less of the painkiller. So I will at least say that.
I can tell you, I'm a senior citizen, and I do eat gummies. It helps with my arthritis. It helps me sleep.
Sure.
I do support it. But in North Carolina, the GOP here is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can say one thing. Calling your senator and your representative works, because my senator is Tom Tillis.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate that reference. I will say this, though. I do believe there will be continue to be a push for legalization. I do think that it will be successful. And then on this program and programs like this program, unfortunately, there's not enough programs like this program. One of the reasons I'm so grateful not only sit in this chair, but have all of you participate. We will be talking about how should we better regulate it, how should we better study it. It's not going to be a free ride. I think there's nothing, no brain-altering chemical that's a free ride. It wasn't true of alcohol. It's not true of just about, it's not true of opioids, not true of anything. So I do think we should not just go blindly towards legalization. I think we should be smart about it. We went overboard in Oregon to legalize generally, and it ended up leaving sort of pretty big downtown problems with fentanyl, etc. So let's be reasoned and intelligent and balanced about it. But generally speaking, yeah, I'm with you. Thank you, Kelly.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
We've got just a little bit of time. Diane in Ann Arbor, I think you got about 45 seconds.
Oh, can I have a little more time? Can you put me on hold?
You'll have to wait another 7 minutes, and now we're almost out of those 45 seconds. But go ahead and get it started.
I'll do. Well, it's Putin. And Putin is our arch enemy in the Cold War, Russia was, and Putin has continued that. He's picked that up. And there's the music.
Keep going.
Well, I'm just
spooky. It's spooky. You just got too scared. I said 45 seconds and you froze. And then the music came up and just said, I've got to stick around, Diane. We'll be back to you. I was hoping you might be able to spit it out quick, but we'll come back to you. And yeah, another guy just fell out of a building. Another guy just shot himself after getting fired by Putin. So yeah, it's fun stuff all around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
202-808-9925. Peter Galluli is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc, sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over 1 million Americans, and it pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out, you need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA. All of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
The big, beautiful bill is complete and signed. It got praise from agriculture groups because it included about 90% of what's typically in a farm bill. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Monday. And while the federal bill gains important funding for agriculture programs, there are still groups that were promised federal grants that are waiting. Glacier Land Grazing is among them. Kelsey Wallish is the regenerative agriculture specialist. She says a lot of their grants were put on hold.
We ended up losing two of our, within our grazing branch, there's really only four of us, and we lost two of the four of us with the budget cuts that resulted in losing or pausing some of our grants, and we weren't sure if they were going to be back online. It did. Our big one, our big GLCI grant came back, which is great. We had an RCPP grant in the works. That was going to be my job for the next 5 years, and that got put on pause. So it was a little nerve-wracking. Most of the year so far, I thought I wasn't going to have a job after August.
Kelsey Wallish joining us from Glacier Land Grazing. According to Wisconsin Farm Bureau, grazing initiatives were among the programs that didn't see funding in the big, beautiful bill. There's still an opportunity for grazing support if an actual farm bill gets pursued this year. Again, this budget reconciliation bill, that included about 90% of what's typically in a farm bill.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every five children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Grain prices are falling lower after the holiday weekend. Cash corn down 11¾ cents. December new crop corn down 11½ at 425½. Cash soybeans are trading 25 cents lower. November new crop beans are 29 cents lower at 10.20¼. And new crop wheat is down 7¾ cents at 5.49 a bushel. The August Class 3 milk contract is trading up a penny at $18.41 a hundredweight, but the September contract is down a penny at $19. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
As Wisconsin is brought on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunny and comfortable today with high temperatures in the low 80s and clouds holding off until late tonight. As they start to build in, we could hear some rumbles of thunder overnight and be waking up to a few spotty showers. Otherwise, more sunshine for the afternoon and a few thunderstorms are possible later. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
You've probably heard the claim you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that is not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain, and the bonus, a glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean single ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. It's hydrolyzed. You got to get the hydrolyzed collagen peptides right, Smith. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. It's third-party tested for purity, packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs most for healthy joints, skin, bones, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix into coffee, tea, any drink. It's flavorless, easy to use. Consistency is the key. So right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Available only at getnativepath.com/Tom. That's GetNativePath.com/Tom. GetNativePath.com/Tom. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today. We are on the air. Let's go to your calls. Let's start with Holly. How'd you spend your 4th of July, Holly, out in Washington, D.C.? I've been to the fireworks display on the mall in your town.
Well, I'll tell you, I moved here trying to prevent this whole nightmare. And I haven't been on 4th of July since Iraq, when I started really seeing what the United States is doing. But anyways, I got woke up about 5:45 in the morning and watched Hakeem Jeffries for 8 hours.
Yeah.
And I never left except for biological needs. I stayed really present because I feel like anybody's presence from the heart and feeling this, what's coming up, is of value. So I knew on the 4th of July, basically wept. I really couldn't stop crying. And just tears running down my eyes without, it was just automatically happening.
Yeah.
And then I haven't been able to sleep past about 3:00 in the morning because I get hit in the solar plexus with this ice increase.
Yeah.
And what that's going to look like. And I'm just heartbroken that somehow this is how we got here. This is what we choose. Well, I'm having a hard time coping with it, to be honest with you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm reminded of a caller we had about 40 minutes ago, a Quaker, when I said, we've got to gather in community and work on stuff. He says, yes, and self-care, because part of the strategy is to tire people out and burn them out and get it so they're not prepared to fight anymore. When you're feeling down, what do you do? Rumination is one thing. That tends not to help. When you're feeling down, what does tend to help sometimes?
You know, I follow my natural cycles. I'm kind of a deep diver in spirituality and done a lot of emotional development work.
Yeah.
And I was sent to D.C. is how it felt. And this feels like I have the privilege to feel deeply. And that's my occupation right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't need to bypass it and get out of it. I'm not personally at immediate risk.
Yeah.
So I don't have that kind of, but I feel it in the whole gestalt of humanity right now, looking where America's going. And it's, anyways, I really wanted to share that.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for being here the last couple of weeks. Really appreciate it.
No, I appreciate it. No, I think people get tired, people get scared, and it's tiring to be scared. And it can be scary to be tired.
and that combo. And I appreciate the maturity with which you share. And it sounds like with which you lead your life, but also what you share, what you're going through, because you're not the only one, you know. And I think part of the reason we get together like this, maybe it's tied for the number one reason we get together like this, is to know that we're not alone. Is to know that other people going through some of the same stuff, who see and feel some of the same stuff that we see and feel, and that the power of the human voice, actually being together sort of in real life and not only digitally, is why I'm honored to be a part of this community, and why I appreciate you being part of it.
Yeah, thank you. Alternative media, I'm glad it's exploding, because it's where it's at, is community and commune there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Holly. Be well.
Thanks.
Diane, we're back with you. You got time. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Well, my problem is Putin. Russia has been our archenemy forever until Putin worked very hard to get Trump in office. Democracy was still intact the first term. The second term, it's Trump is back and he's running interference for Putin in Ukraine. Putin is working, I think, on the inside with people like Jill Stein, Tulsi Gabbard, Pete Hegseth, Tucker Carlson. I mean, isn't it beyond coincidence how we have turned around so much now that Trump has been in office?
Doesn't feel like a coincidence.
He's burning through our institutions, wrecking our economy.
Yep.
It's a payback to Putin for when he bailed him out of bankruptcy.
Yep.
And it's just the MAGAs, they say, better Russian than Democrat. I mean, what is wrong with us? We never heard anything like this 10 years ago. It's in Project 25. It's Putin doesn't like democracy, and apparently Trump is listening to what he's telling them to do. And you can just see it's a checklist. Do this, do this, do that, do this, do that. You know they're talking all the time.
Yeah.
And it's ruining America. We have got to wake up. We have got to wake up. And all that stands between us and a takeover is the Democrats. If we don't wake up, it's over.
Yeah. It's bad. It's bad, Diane. I know that simplifies it, but it's bad. And it's bad results, and it's bad motives, and it's bad policy, and it's a bad coalition. Another thing I'd say is, as we think about, I think in terms of sort of power coalitions, right? And one way of understanding what's happened with the current Republican Party, the current MAGA movement, the current right-wing governing structure of the country, is that whereas it not long ago, key elements of that governance structure were the large corporate power. That's been true for a long time. And the wealthiest folks. A big move that they made was uniting, and this was Richard Nixon, uniting with the Southern racists. That was a big piece of their coalition, which connected them also then to the Southern Christian Church. It's hard for me to even call it the Christian Church, given to how much they mangled the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. But and then the first donor to the Christian Coalition was, in fact, the Senate, United States Republican Senate Campaign Committee. That was the first donor to the Christian Coalition. There, that was a spawned false movement to try to claim the Bible. And so then you had kind of the right-wing coalition that included very much the Christian conservatives. Now a critical element of the conservative movement, and it's shocking, and it's shocking enough that it's a big enough lie that it's hard to call out because it's so frightening and odd. But a big piece now of their governing coalition is, in fact, their alliance with other oligarchs, particularly Vladimir Putin. That's a part of the team.
Yes, and it's...
Go ahead.
It's all connected. You can see all the connectedness. I think he's rotting our country out from within and weakening America. And for some reason, this far right is willing to work with him to do it.
And it's one of the reasons why that I decry a movement whose primary objective is only power, whose primary objective is only to destroy its enemy, whose primary objective is only thinking that Democrats or progressives, etc., are bad and evil. Because the problem is, then you're too easy to infiltrate. then you don't have to advocate for your own values. You don't have to have objectives of your own. You don't have to accomplish policy results. You don't have to do good things. All you have to do is kill your enemy. And the problem is, it's then too easy to say, well, the enemy of my enemy is whom? I guess it's my friend. Even if that isn't a friend of the country, which is why I honor people like Bill Kristol, not because we agree on most things, but I honor people who have been Republicans all their lives, but see it happening and say, no, we can't have a party who has a key piece of its governing coalition, an American mortal enemy, because we won't then know if around those coalition meetings, which of course don't happen as meetings, but within those, within kind of the appeal to the power structure that has become the MAGA movement, that if it's doing the thing that's good or bad for America, because part of that coalition, because I don't believe the standard Trump voter wants to do ill to America. That's not what I think. But the problem is a piece of their coalition does want to do ill to America. And they have to excise that part because they can't trust it. Diane, thank you so much for your call.
The Republican Party takes, Democrats give.
Thank you, Diane. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Bjorn, I'm going to try you again. Most Patient Listener War, you're on the air.
Hey, Bud, thank you for hanging with me. I don't know why you couldn't hear me, but it doesn't matter. I want to give you a preface to the observation I have about a letter I received today. But first of all, I wanted to say that here in Los Angeles, we're seeing this ICE action going on. And they're in West Hollywood this past couple of days. They're at the Chateau Marmont grabbing gardeners. They were at a car wash down the hill. And then we get this letter from Frank Bisignano from the Social Security Administration telling us that we're not going to have to pay taxes on our Social Security. These guys are pissing on our shoes and telling us it's raining.
And using the communication ability of the United States government to propagandize. Bjorn, thank you for your patience and thanks for the call.
And ICE are undocumented workers. They don't show any ID.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We are coming right back with your calls here on the Tom Hartman Show.
Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet. Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. This stuff really works. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. And if it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better, longer, with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com.
This is Chad Spate. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. In a recent report, we told you that 96% of New York City voters found ranked choice voting easy to use and liked that it gave voters more options. So why have 17 states banned ranked choice voting, including 5 just this year? Pro-voter groups tout RCV because it allows voters to choose a favorite candidate without being a spoiler, can reduce negative ads and rhetoric, and eliminates expensive runoff elections. Alaska implemented ranked choice voting in 2022's congressional race, but after upstart Democrat Mary Pottola defeated former Republican Governor Sarah Palin, RCV was blamed. A resolution by the Republican National Committee opposing RCV nationally followed, and Alaska voters had to beat back a repeal initiative in 2024. While used in Maine, Alaska, D.C., and 47 municipalities nationwide, 17 red states have now banned it, including Kansas, North Dakota, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Arkansas. Party leadership and the RNC resolution argue that RCV is hard to understand and suppresses turnout. But where it's been implemented, voter satisfaction is often over 80%. In the New York City primary, 9 of 10 voters said they understood it, and turnout was the highest in decades. Organizers have more work to do. Voters defeated pro-RCV ballot measures in 5 states last year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The John and Gordy Show.
I don't want to see Governor Evers go. Dan Schaefer is saying, no. You know, he's great, but he's too old. Mm. My ass, he's too old.
Well, he's your age.
Stop it. Yes, he's my age. So I
think that has something to do with it.
It has a lot to do with it. I feel insulted, Dan. Okay, that was a hidden reason why I didn't want to tell anybody, but thank you, Gordy, for telling everybody my secret.
Well, weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
We are back. We're back with your calls before the end of the hour. Next hour, I will want to talk about America Party. The America Party is kind of tricky to say. We did an award-winning ad once that was called America's Party. We weren't talking about some new party, to be clear. And now Elon Musk is talking about that. But let's take your calls for right now, including MJ from Fremont, California. MJ, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good.
Can you hear me all right?
I hear you great.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for doing what you guys are doing. Thank you to just the people who have spoken to you, because I've been, it really has been something where, you know, you try not to cry. And you hear so many people struggling with the same concerns that you have.
Yep.
So I had called in because I was trying to speak to, yes, there really is this idea of what Elon Musk, I guess, has done. It's strange that you should mention that, because what he's done is try to, I guess, be a testament to the fact that when you keep thinking about Democrats versus Republicans, the two parents, heads of the United States of America, a lot of people either just completely don't understand that a lot of it works together, or they you know, as they're coming to understand that it's very lonely, it's very depressing. That's something that I came to understand, and it's strange that Elon Musk has come to understand. I wish he wouldn't call it the American Party or whatever he called it, but, you know, it really is that we're dealing with the Americas. This is something that just continues to go on in America. Where people are kind of upset about the fact that we're all basically immigrants, and we don't seem to have the rights that we thought we did. There are people who immigrated legally, and then they're angry at people who, their own people who didn't immigrate legally. You know, so it's like, what are we doing at this point? It seems like civil war. Like, you have people who are upset with even their own ancestors, like you can say it, or their own, you know, people who are trying to come down the same route. Now,
help me, MJ, with either the focus point you want to make or the question you have. I want to be sensitive, and I really do hear you. I share your sentiment that we all, that feeling like we're not alone is a big piece why we're doing this. But I want to make sure I can respond ably to what you're saying.
So I want my reason for calling was really just to witness to what's going on in this country. So I apologize if it's not so much a question, but my point was to witness as someone who's personally an American born citizen, mm-hmm. who has been watching that. I come from an extremely democratic area, mm-hmm. where European Americans, I guess, are still able to even unknowingly hide and still isolate themselves and only and continue to, you know, pursue.
No, racism. if you're here to witness, we're here to witness with you. And I hear it. And I do think that there is something else going on beyond just the current parties. I do agree that people are losing due process. And MJ, I appreciate your call. And I will say that the victory of a party ends up being enormously important. Enormously important. The most important vote that is ever cast in the legislative body is the first vote, and that is the vote to organize the chamber. Because for that, that's how committees are formed, that's what bills are being taken up, is defined by that, who gets to be the speaker, and then therefore runs the discussion. That is the most important vote. Everything after that is of secondary, tertiary, and ancillary importance. So I never want to be politically smart, to be socially and morally smart. I never want to diminish the importance of that. Right. It is not an accident that we saw the greatest growth in sort of great, more compassionate programs during a time when LBJ and FDR won big majorities. There's no coincidence. There's no coincidence that what's happening now under Trump and the Republicans is happening after that vote. And I also agree, and it's important to say, that party politics ain't the whole thing. What is happening with campaign finance, what is happening with the media landscape, what is happening with institutional and civil society, what is happening with viewpoints in the country, what is happening with access to the ballot and voter suppression, and that all of this stuff sort of undergirds whatever is happening in the party discussion. So we could go longer on that, but I want to take a call. Let us go to Anthony from York County, Pennsylvania. Anthony, you're on the air.
Yes, I'm calling. I'm a long-time political person, very long time, over 50 years. And I've seen the U.S. situation. I've studied undergraduate political science, served in political office, appointed by a couple of governors, et cetera, lived in D.C. for 19 years, long time. Now, my concern is that if the leadership of the country, which includes about seven different categories, is going to stand by, along with the ordinary people, and allow Trump and his unqualified gang to destroy the democracy they've been building for nearly 300 years, political leaders, opinion leaders, historical corporate leaders, also the historical, like GM leaders and those big old corporations, not the newer guys that comes out of the tech age. The nonprofit foundations like the Ford Foundation and many, many others that has billions, their leadership too will be part of it. Also, the academic leaders, top universities, not just Ivy League, but big state universities, and the scientific community, which is the largest of all, because we have more scientists and all the rest combined together, and since time began, when they started counting scientists. And last of all, the big state leaders, big state governors, and top people in
the
world.
What do you want these big leaders to be doing before we go to break?
They should do something along with the ordinary people to force this guy to just continue on his move, because some of it, I believe, based on my history of the U.S., and I'm a historian, I would consider myself among the top 50 historians in each country, that it's going to come to violence. There's going to be some violence eventually.
Yeah.
We see it coming, and a lot of people see it. We're scared to talk about it. I know the history of the U.S. and there will be some violence. We don't cut him off.
Anthony, thank you for the call. It is a time, as music comes, it is a time for leadership. It's also a time to help raise the next generation of leaders. And I'll talk more about that after this short break. Listen to Tom's show, your show.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754.
Summer is on at Sugar River Pizza with three awesome locations in Sun Prairie, Verona, and New Glarus. Grab a seat on the gorgeous patio and enjoy the breathtaking view. Catch live music every Thursday evening at their Sun Prairie location and sip from 48 beers on tap or a glass of your favorite wine. Craving something amazing? The pizza and pasta are melt-in-your-mouth delicious. And yes, they cater. Make it a summer to savor only at Sugar River Pizza. SugarRiverPizza.com.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At least 87 now dead across five states in Texas, and dozens are still missing following devastating flash flooding on July 4th. Here's ABC's Jim Ryan in Kerrville.
A wall of water 28 to 30 feet high rolled down the Guadalupe River and into this community Friday, taking out everything in its path. But as quickly as it rose, the water receded.
It's like it went from zero to 100. Back to zero in no time.
Brian Young has seen plenty of floods in his 30 years in Kerrville.
But I've never seen the aftermath like this.
Cleanup is expected to take months. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Kerrville, Texas.
In central North Carolina, at least one person is dead after remnants of Tropical Storm Chantel triggered flooding and evacuations in Chatham County. Businesses and homes also impacted. President Trump moving to place a 25% tax on imports from Japan and South Korea due to what the president called trade imbalances with the U.S. This is ABC News.